This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series?
And welcome everyone to episode 18 of the Five Star Match Game. I am your humble host, Joe Gagne. Today we are tackling the Survivor Series, the show that is basically bragging rights now, has been stripped of its identity of a show with elimination matches that were usually pretty good at best. When I thought I would pull from the full 30 plus year history of Survivor Series, and I sat down, I wrote a show, and there were about three questions after 2005, because how much do you remember about the last 15 Survivor Series? So we're going to cap this at 87 to 2005. So maybe next year we'll do 06 to 2020. But tonight we have teams of one that will strive to overcome. Up first, we have two-time champion, team captain of the Royal Pains, Matt Feuerstein. Matt, how goes it?
Oh boy! Like at the beginning of every single one of these, I say I'm going to embarrass myself, and this is no exception. We were just talking before we started. Survivor Series has a lot of stuff to remember, and I don't remember it. So, way to go, me.
There's a definite sense of dread among the contestants tonight, far greater than usual. All right. Anyway, up second, also a returning champion and team captain of the Pyromaniacs, Mr. Justin Shapiro. Justin, how's it going?
Really good. Really proud of my team, and we are going to do our best to eliminate all the other people.
All right. Last
Pyro
and frankly.
Mids, was it? No, the Pyromaniac. Thank you. Okay.
Pyromaniacs, that's yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Last and frankly least, non-returning champion, team captain of the Hobbs Mob, Mr. Trevor Dame. Trevor, how are you doing?
Joe, it's been a wonderful week. The election, the announcement of a vaccine. Thank you for bringing me back down to earth tonight.
You would have gotten there sooner or later anyway. So
yes. The least. Thank you for being the lead weight of my soul.
I get that a lot. That's good. That's fine. All right.
Is MJF in the Hobbs Mob, I wonder?
No, I'm counting the days until he blocks me on Twitter. So. Matt Hardy blocked me today for some reason, because I said something incredibly mean about him the other night. I don't know.
For some reason, huh?
Yeah.
I believe I wrote a tweet to the effect of Matt Hardy has had a lot of characters in his career, his latest being a man at the end of his career that's run out of ideas, and I guess he didn't like that. So I am sorry, Matt Hardy.
These are people, Trevor. These are real human beings out there, and you just think that they're cartoon characters, and I'm so mad.
They're freaking action figures.
I'm only as hard as other people as I am on myself.
You know what I would do with that tweet?
What would you
delete
do?
It?
Yeah.
I spoiled another thing.
I would press backspace on that tweet.
Maybe it was just a soft block.
Maybe Rebby Hardy will show up at your door and shit out of you.
I deserve it.
Assume she's not allowed to cross international borders.
Americans aren't allowed anywhere right now.
That's true. So. No one's going anywhere, so I guess you feel okay.
The perfect time to be trapped inside this country, by the way.
All right. Let us begin. We have five rounds of exciting Thanksgiving-themed trivia here. Well, Survivor Series-themed trivia. It kicks off with round one. It was a very good year. For this game, I will give you an event. At Survivor Series, you tell me the year it took place. So if I said the first Survivor Series, you just have to respond 1987. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets five questions. Matt, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your first question. The first Survivor Series with a world title defense.
1991.
Is correct. All right, Justin, your first question. The debut of the Elimination Chamber.
2002.
Correct. Trevor, you get the official end of the invasion.
2001.
Everyone perfect so far. See, not so bad. All right, Matt, your next question. The year with co-captains.
1988.
Is correct. All right, Justin. You get the first Survivor Series not on Thanksgiving.
I'm locating myself in time. Was it 95?
Oh, it was 91. It was moved to Thanksgiving Eve.
That has the word Thanksgiving in it.
All right, Trevor, you get the first Survivor Series on a Sunday.
90?
No, 95. Justin answers.
So you can see perhaps there was maybe some logic based on what constitutes a holiday, but go ahead.
Okay, Matt.
Love how Christmas Eve has nothing to do with Santa Claus or any of that stuff.
All right, Matt, back to you. You get the first Survivor Series in Canada.
1997.
Oh, the famous Montreal is correct. All right, Justin, you get the ultimate match of survival.
This is not what you personally consider that. It's what they build it as, right? 1990.
Yes, that was correct. All right, Trevor, you get the first Survivor Series with a successful world title defense.
That would be 1992.
Is correct, Brett and Sean. All right, Matt, you get the year with no elimination matches.
1998.
Deadly Games Tournament is correct. Yeah. All right, Justin, you get the year with an elimination match on the pre-show. Or I'll say the first year because I don't think they ever repeated it, but just to be safe.
Was this some like smoking gun stuff in 1996?
Is correct.
Ooh.
Wow. All right. Trevor, you get the year with the second women's elimination match. The first one was in 87. When was the next one?
Oh, God. Oh, I got down to like 2 years in my head. 1994?
1995. All right, Matt, your final question. The year with the wild card elimination match.
Oh, everyone's favorite. People, Bill Watts doing it in 95.
95 is correct, Matt.
I don't know if it's actually Bill Watts, but I think I feel like I heard that. So.
I believe it was interim president, Gorilla Monsoon.
fair point.
All right, Justin, you get the year with the Smoky Mountain offer match.
93.
It's correct. In Boston, of all places, yes. And Trevor, your final question. The year there was an elimination match with no survivors.
What? Oh, God, it must have been. Oh, wait, I think I know this. It's, is this 1994?
Oh, it was 96. I'm sorry.
No! There's schmoz at the end. These has to be 1994.
Well, we're out of questions, so no, there was
no. One of them has to be no.
All right, so at the end of round one, Matt perfect with 5, Justin with 4, Trevor at 2 with plenty of game left to play, which brings us to round two. What's the stipulation? Now, Survivor Series is known for its elimination matches, but it's had its fair share of stipulation matches as well. For this game, I'll give you a match. You tell me the stipulation it took place under. So if I said Shawn Michaels versus Triple H versus RVD versus Booker T versus Chris Benoit versus Kane in 2002, hopefully you would respond Elimination Chamber. And we're not looking if it was a title match. We're looking for the conditions the match was contested under. Also, the match I give you might not have had a stipulation, in which case you would just say none.
What?
So everyone gets five questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Justin, you are up first. All right, you have Hogan versus The Undertaker from 1991.
What do we say when we don't think there was a stipulation?
You can say that or just none.
Singles bout.
I'll take that as no stipulation, and you would be correct.
The gravest challenge.
Yeah, I was going to say it was the gravest challenge. That's clearly a stipulation.
That's just a name. Trevor, you get Dudley's and Jeff Hardy versus 3-Minute Warning and Rico from 2002.
No stipulation.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a tables match. That's when Rico yelled, "Come on, Jeff," really loud.
Would have been fun if all the matches had no stipulation. Yeah.
All right, Matt, your first question. The Undertaker and Kamala in 92.
All right. So I'm not going to say it was a casket match because it was a coffin match.
Oh, wow. He doesn't even get tripped up by that. That is correct.
Oh, man.
All right, Justin, back to you. The Big Boss Man and Nails, also from
92. A Nightstick Upon a Pole.
Correct. Trevor, you get the Dudleys versus the Hardys from 2001.
A cage match?
Is correct. All right, Matt, you get Bret Hart and Bob Backlund from 1994.
Would this be a submission match?
It would be correct. All right, Justin, back to you. Mr. McMahon versus The Undertaker in 2003.
I think this is a Buried Alive match.
You would think correct. That is the correct answer, and you are perfect so far. Trevor, you get Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels in 1997.
That would be... No disqualification, no count out.
I should have stuck with no, because there was no stipulations in that match.
Oh.
All right, Matt, you get the classic Undertaker versus Heidenreich from 2004.
No disqualification?
Nope, there was no stipulation in that match.
That's what I meant to say. I didn't say disqualification, I meant stipulation.
Drag that out. Justin, you get Triple H versus Ric Flair in 2005.
So they had two matches. One of them was a cage match. And I think that was on a different show, which would make this a Last Man Standing.
Is correct.
Cool.
All right. Yes, it sure was. Trevor, back to you. You get Undertaker versus Mankind in 1996.
Is this the match where, does this count as a stipulation where Paul Bearer is above the cage and above the ring in a cage?
That is absolutely what we were looking for. Oh. You are correct.
Hell yeah.
All right, Matt, back to you. Teddy Long versus Eric Bischoff in 2005.
I don't think I ever saw 2005. I'm just going to say something for fun. Was it a tuxedo match?
As fun as that would be, it is not correct. There was amazingly no stipulation in that match. All right, Justin, your final question. Steve Austin versus Triple H in the year 2000.
It would be cool if it was like a winner must drop the loser's car in a forklift match. I guess I would think it's like no count out, no disqualification.
Well, it was no DQ, so I'm going to give you that one.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, being counted out is de facto disqualification.
It's fair.
All right, Trevor, you get Victoria versus Trish Stratus in 2002.
Oh, I'm going to say the bra and panties match. That's just a safe bet.
A hardcore match, a different kind of hardcore match, I guess. All right, Matt, your final question. Kane versus Shane McMahon in 2003.
Was that the ambulance match?
Correct. All right, finally. So that round saw Justin perfect with 5, Trevor with 2, Matt with 3, bringing our scores to Justin now in the lead with 9, Matt with 8, Trevor with 4, with a lot of game left to play. All right, time for round 3, my favorite game, List 'Em and Learn. For this game, I will give you a category, say everyone who has done commentary on a Survivor Series show. We'll say there have been 30 individuals. Player 1 will give a number of how many they can name off the top of their head, say 10. Player 2 can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If they say they can name more, they don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. At that point, you have to name your stated number of names. Get the right number, you get 2 points. Get anything wrong, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 questions with a chance to go first and challenge. All right. Up first, we have Justin and Matt. Are you ready?
Yes. No.
All right. In 1989, 1990, 1993, 94, and 95, there were team names for the teams participating in the elimination matches, 28 in total. How many can you name? Now, just to clarify, in 1993, we're only looking at the main event. We're not counting the Hart family or Shawn Michaels and his Knights. Also, I don't believe there was an official one for the women's match in 95. I guess it was just Team Blaze versus whatever. I forget. So, Justin, of 28, how many can you name?
It's probably like Team Bertha Faye, right?
Yeah,
probably. Out of 28, I feel like I've lived my whole life for this category. but yet I don't want to be like Kid Icarus flying too close to the sun. That's so many. Well, let's start with a healthy number like 17.
17 to start. Starting big. All right, Matt.
I feel like my goal here is just to needle Justin up a little bit. 18?
18. All right, Justin.
19.
Okay.
No, I can't. Just go for it.
All right, we need 19 team names from Survivor Series.
Oh, gosh. Can you say the years you said at the top of the question, or is that too...
Oh, no, it was 1989, 1990... 93, 94, and 95.
Folks, I live for this. Okay. And I said I would do 19 of them?
19, yes.
Okay, that was a mistake. All right. all right. The Heenan family.
Is correct. That is one.
The Hulkamaniacs.
That was several times. Yes.
The two. Next year's Hulkamaniacs.
I'm afraid they have to be unique names.
Okay. The Million Dollar Team.
A lot of mileage out of that one. That gives you three.
That was like a dynasty. The 4x4s.
That gives you four. Very apropos.
Roddy's Rowdies.
That gives you five.
Rude Brood.
Gives you six.
The Dream Team.
Also multiple one. That gives you seven.
I'm scared to commit to one. all right, let's go ahead. Next cool box that I used to look at all the time with all my friends on it, standing in groups. The Natural Disasters.
That gives you eight.
The Perfect Team.
Oh, that gives you nine. Over half, well, almost halfway there.
The Visionaries.
Gives you 10.
The Vipers.
Gives you 11.
Thinking off the top of my head, the Foreign Fanatics.
Well, that gives you 12.
Yes, Fart Noise was one of them.
Something nice and American. The Bad Guys.
The Bad Guys gives you 13.
The Teamsters.
That gives you 14.
The Mabel is fat and has a gut, and this team is Guts and Glory.
Specious logic, but it works, so that gives you 15. We need four more.
Luger was the glory.
Still picking on Mabel, huh, after all these years.
Beyond the grave, man.
How many do I have, sir?
You have 15. You need four more.
Oh, goodness. The Underdogs.
The Underdogs gives you 16.
The Body Donnas.
Gives you 17.
They're like the team name is not the Bone Street Crew, but they are the Bone Street Crew. the Royal Team.
Could you be a little more specific than that?
No. Can I retract that answer?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I have to be brave. I was scared because I don't know whether one of the early teams is simply the Warriors or the Ultimate Warriors. And so I will hedge and say the Warriors.
That gives you 18. You need one more.
Okay, and then I skipped something else here because I was also scared. Okay, guys, let's talk this through. There's like a evil Sergeant Slaughter team, and there's a brave Nikolai Volkoff team. and one of them uses a World War II name. And would WWF be so crass to call their bad team the Axis? I know. Oh, okay. So if there was a team on this show and a team in 2001 called the Alliance, can I get credit for that?
Is that your answer?
Sure.
That gives you 19.
Oh, gosh.
The Alliance. Names you did not mention were the All-American.
Joe, could I, if I got the two that Justin didn't get, could I get like a special Marvel no prize?
You will get no prize for it, sure.
Okay.
We'll give you a kiss.
The Royal one that you asked for clarification on was the Royals, right?
It was the Royals in 95 and the Royal Family in 94.
And the Evil Sergeant Slaughter team would be the Mercenaries, right?
That is correct. Also, Justin,
whoa. Uh-huh.
In 89, it was the Ultimate Warriors. And in 90, just the Warriors. You were kind of close. You were close. I wasn't sure if that would be a quandary if you...
Wow. So could I have double dipped?
It's hard. If you had said both, I didn't know if I should give you credit, but... We had the All-Americans in 93, Clowns R Us in 94, the Dark Side is the Bone Street Crew you were thinking of, the Enforcers in 89, and the King's Court also in 1989. But Justin, that gives you 2 points. What a performance.
Whoa. How long was that? Like 40 minutes?
There will be judicious editing for many reasons.
I feel like Clowns R Us was like a Tim and Eric sketch.
All right, that brings us to question two. Let's see. This will be Matt and Trevor. So in 1987, 1988, 1991, and 1992, there were Survivor Series elimination matches comprised entirely of tag teams, with 19 unique tag teams involved. Matt, how many can you name?
14.
14, wow. All right. Trevor, more or?
Can I do less?
No,
you said more or, so I thought there was like I can do
he's
nine.
He's got you there.
Loophole.
He does not have you there.
I'll get you five. Okay. Matt said, how many did Matt say, 14?
He said 14.
And how many are there in total?
19.
15.
Ooh.
16?
Ooh. Damn it. Oh, thank God I was bluffing.
All right, man, we need 16 tag teams.
So can I just name the tag teams, or do I have to name the like participants?
The tag teams is fine.
All right, so we got the Rougeaus.
The Fabulous Rougeaus gives you one.
Expect me to say them first. The Young Stallions
gives you two.
The Islanders,
that gives you three.
The Dream Team,
the New Dream Team, does give you four.
The Hart Foundation,
that is five. He's flying.
The British Bulldogs
gives you a six.
The Killer Bees.
Killer Bees gives you seven.
Strike Force.
Strike Force gives you eight. You are halfway there.
Demolition.
Demolition gives you nine.
The Bolsheviks.
Up to 10.
Powers of Pain.
Powers of Pain gives you 11. You are five away.
The Conquistadors
gives you 12.
The Rockers.
13.
The Nasty Boys.
That is 14. We need one more.
I said 16.
Oh, 16.
Quit trying to help him, Joe.
The Natural Disasters.
15.
Did I say the Beverly Brothers yet?
You did not. Is that your answer?
Yes.
You are correct. That gives you 16. Whoa. Boom. Do you want to take a run at the three you did not mention?
Let me think. Did I say Money Inc?
You did not. That is 17.
So I'm trying to the Bushwhackers?
Bushwhackers no. is no, yeah, Bushwhackers in 91 yeah. is correct. One away.
No, I said the Young Stallions. I'm blanking on the last one. The last
they would couple. Be the Brainbusters in 1988. Oh, gotcha. Still amazing job by Matt there. He blasted through that.
Thank
Two
you.
Points for him.
We need maybe like those chess timer things that you hit, and so Matt can be so much more efficient than me.
All right. Question three. This is Trevor and Justin. This one's tricky, so pay attention.
Oh.
From 1987 to 2005, 17 men can say they survived in more than one elimination match, meaning a traditional Survivor Series match, you are not eliminated at the end, either by yourself or with others. This means the individual, so say Friar Ferguson and Bastion Booger, would count as one individual. And this only counts for 87-05, because Ric Flair survived in 91 and 06, so he does not count. So, Trevor, how many can you name?
Joe, I know a lot of times when I do this, I do one, and you don't like when I do that. So I'm going to be brave on this one. I'm going to do the number that I'm going to finish on in this game. I'm going to say I can name three.
Three. All right, Justin.
How many total were there?
There were 17.
Yowza. Well, I buy time to build up my confidence. When you asked him the question earlier about the match with no survivors, it made me think of that time when Bane was in that plane and he crashed it with no survivors. I could do four.
Okay, we're up to four.
Do we have Justin, to tell a story every time from now on we say a number?
Oh, I hope not.
You know what? I'm not going to win this game, so I'm just going to do Joe versus the world first. I'm going to say, Justin, can you name four?
Four? Oh, my God.
Wow.
I went through so much trouble for this category. Jesus Christ.
I'll try. That's what happens when you break someone down with your will, I guess. I feel like that really throws the competitive balance against Matt.
I don't understand.
Well, you know, you don't have no stake in this. You can't influence what's happening.
I might win this. Don't get too cocky.
Yeah. So it's people who have endured a Survivor Series match to the end.
Yep.
Be on the winning team multiple times.
Correct.
From 87. Okay. Ooh, I can get you real good. Does it count if they do it twice in one show?
No.
Aw. Wouldn't that have been cool? No. Okay, four people?
Only four, yes.
Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh.
I'm gonna win it.
I'm so scared that I'm gonna, like, trip and fall on this because it's sitting here right in front of me. No, there's like too many. Wow, this is, I'm paralyzed. Okay, stop and reset. Hold on.
Everyone mocked me.
Right. Hold on a second here. Randy Savage.
Three, we need one more.
My brain is like stuck. Okay, I feel really good about two of them. And almost certainly the 1-2-3 kid did this.
I'm not an email, I didn't expect you to pull out, but you are correct.
Oh.
93 and 95.
So, Joe, since I've ruined your well-honored category, how about we, for no points, we do a bonus thing where we see how many more I can get on this?
Sure, let's.
Okay.
You may as well get something out of this.
Andre the Giant.
You are incorrect.
Don't you remember the sacrifice of Andre the Giant to allow his team to win?
No.
Choking forever.
I can't tell you how many hours I spent studying for this for nothing.
That was the insane. Like, my whole head went empty. And I was like, well, what is even a wrestler?
I will.
Please tell us more. Yeah.
All right. We have The Big Show in 99 and 2004.
That's what Trevor meant. He's the son
sure.
of Trevor.
Yes.
We had both Nasty Boys in 91 and 92. We had the British Bulldog in 95 and 97. Chris Benoit in 2000 and 2003. Dino Bravo, 88-89. John Cena, 03-04. Mr. Perfect, 88 through 89. Paul Roma, of all people, 87 and 90. Randy Orton, 03-05. The Rock, oh, yeah. Maybe you heard of him, 96-2001. And The Warlord, 88 and 90.
Can I just say that not only was my first guess wrong, my next two guesses would have also been wrong.
Who were they?
The Bam Bam Bigelow, and for some reason, I was going to say The Barbarian.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking, maybe I can pull a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs at Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. I was able to open an Arena Club Slab Pack, and I'll be honest, it was a lot better than what you normally do. Say you go to a card show, and there's a random innocuous brown bag of cards, and yeah, you can open it and look, it's going to be junk. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're probably going to get in those. Maybe you find that fun, and sometimes I do. Sometimes I like just opening up cards and saying, ah, hey, look at some random cards or whatever. But if you're really in this game to find value and find particular cards, it sucks to have to buy these mystery packs, and it ends up being, you know, almost nothing, you know, nothing of value. Not with Arena Club. You get a display, again, of all available cards, hit rates, grading. So you know that when you're opening up the slab pack, you are going to get something valuable. You are getting something good. And Arena Club, in addition to having those great slab packs we just talked about, is also a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, all that sort of stuff. But those Arena Club slab packs, man, they are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling, and you can have them officially graded by Arena Club as well. So again, sending these things off, it's going to be officially graded by Arena Club. And the Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform that you have to check out. So right now, I've got a special offer here for Voices of Wrestling Network listeners. You can get 10% off of your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Now, that's a crazy offer. That's 10% off a $400 slab pack. $40 off right there. 10% off your first purchase. No matter what that purchase is, 10% off. Off. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet, arenaclub.com/VOWnet for 10% off your first purchase on Arena Club. And we thank them for sponsoring the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second. Fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally, and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages have arrived, and really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the UV video lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. 1 second, door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Oof. Oof. All right. Three rounds.
Was that the worst question of the whole four times we've been on the show together?
Very likely.
Oh, boy.
All right. So after three rounds, we have Justin in the lead with 13, Matt with 10, Trevor with 4. Woo-hoo. With two rounds left to play.
10?
Yes, 10.
Oh, because I lost that first one.
Yes. Justin got 4 that round. You got 2. Yeah.
But right. It doesn't feel like it.
All right. Round 4. Strive to survive. For this game, I will give you 2 wrestlers and a year. You tell me who was on separate Survivor Series teams with both of them. So if I gave you Queasy in 94 and Isaac Yankum in 95, you would hopefully respond Jerry Lawler. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Trevor, are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. Your two names are Zeus in 89 and The Undertaker in 1990.
Oh, that's Ted DiBiase.
Is correct. All right, Justin. Oh, no. Matt, actually. You get Ludwig Borga in 93 and Jimmy Snuka in 96.
Yokozuna?
Is correct. All right, Justin. You get Ron Garvin in 89 and The Tugboat in 1990.
Firstly, I just took a big gulp of water and forgot to mute, so if that was loud and disgusting, I'm sorry.
ASMR.
And I'm going to answer this question right now, and it's going to be a good question for us all, and we're going to have a nice time. I believe the answer is James Duggan.
That'd be correct. A very soothing, correct answer. All right, Trevor, back to you. You get Virgil in 1991 and Owen Hart in 93.
Oh, Bret Hart.
Correct. Whew. All right, Matt, back to you. You get Hillbilly Jim in 88 and Earthquake in 1989.
Ooh, that would be the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Macho Man is correct.
Or Macho King. I know, yes. I'll be technical.
All right, Justin, you get Hulk Hogan in 87 and Bastion Booger in 93.
Bum Bum Bigelow.
Correct. All right, Trevor, you get Sato in 1990 and the Texas Tornado in 1991.
I'm going to say Sergeant Slaughter.
You would be correct.
Oh.
All right, Matt, back to you. You get the Red Rooster in 89 and Coco Beware in 1990.
Dusty Rhodes.
Correct. All right, Justin, back to you. You get the Stalker in 1996 and Kama Mustafa in 97.
Was that the All-American Ron Simmons?
That was The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay.
It's quite all right. All right. Trevor, back to you. You get Butch Reed in 1987 and Tatanka in 1994.
Hold. Tito Santana.
Oh, it's King Kong Bundy.
Ugh.
All right, Matt, back to you. You get Randy Savage in 93. And Sione in 94, the head shrinker.
No, is it the 1-2-3 kid?
2-3 kid is correct also. Acceptable as Razor Ramon. All right, Justin, back to you. You get Mr. Perfect in 89 and Ric Flair in 1991.
And he can be wearing big fancy clothes on
he
one
can,
match?
He can change.
Who is the Mountie Jacques Rougeau?
That is correct. He could change occupations as well. That is correct.
Yeah, all I'm right. Confused, though, because one song said he's not the Mountie.
Puzzler. All right. Final question, Trevor. Jim Neidhart in 89 and Hawk in 1990.
Oh. I'm going to say Bertha Faye.
That is very wrong. The Ultimate Warrior, I think, is who you were looking for.
That would have been my second guess.
All right. Matt, your final names are Adam Bomb in 93 and Jeff Jarrett in 1994.
Would it be Rick Martel?
That would be Diesel.
Ah.
All right. And Justin, your final two names are Roddy Piper in 91 and Joey Abs in 99.
It must be the British Bulldog.
That is correct.
Also, I have studied a lot of languages across the world, and you might be surprised to learn that Ultimate Warrior is actually a Japanese mistranslation of Monster Ripper, and I think that should mean Trevor should get credit.
Yeah, I'll give Trevor another point. How about that? So that boosts Trevor up. That pity point gets Trevor up to 8. Woo-hoo! Matt has 14. Justin has 17 going into our last game, the sprint. Trevor, you are currently slightly in third. You are going first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Rick Martel stole blank from Tatanka, leading to their match at Survivor Series 92.
His headdress.
Correct. Blank ended up throwing in the towel for Bret Hart in 94.
It's Martha Hart, not Stu, right?
God damn it. It was still then.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
All right. Future world champ Blank made his pay-per-view debut in 1992 Survivor Series.
1992 Survivor Series?
Yep.
Future world champ. Future WWE world champion, right?
Yes. That company, yes.
I don't know. I mean, is it Yokozuna?
You would be correct.
Was that his debut?
Oh, yeah, that was his pay-per-view debut, yes. The 1991 Survivor Series was basically a lead-in to Blank.
Tuesday in Texas.
This Tuesday in Texas, but we'll allow it. Okay. All right. Randy Savage replaced Blank in 1993.
Bertha Faye.
Mr. Perfect.
You're right around the person you want to say, sir.
All right. Big Show replaced Steve Austin in the title match in 1999 because Blank.
In 1999?
Yes.
Because his neck exploded. Well, no, wait, no, that's the real reason. But he got hit by a car is the storyline reason.
Yes.
Driven by whom, though?
Rikishi. He did it for The Rock.
All right. Team Orton versus Team Triple H had the stipulation of Blank in 2003.
Winner gets to be GM of Raw.
Correct. Each for a week. Haku replaced Blank in 1990.
Not Bertha Faye, I know that much. Davey Boy Smith.
No, it's Rick Rude.
Okay.
British Bulldog was scheduled to defend the IC title against Blank in 1992, but he also left the company before the show.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
It was DeMonte. And lastly, Jim Brunzel replaced Blank at Survivor Series 1988.
Tully Blanchard.
Nope, Don Morocco.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
You got 5 right that round. You're up to 13. You remain in third place.
I apologize. There could still be a way I turn this around. You never know.
I also want to advocate for him again because, as far as I'm concerned, Martha Hart did throw in the towel on the wrestling business, the Hart family legacy. She's never even seen Bulldog Owen in the European tournament finals. Like, what does she know?
Anyway.
Well, what happened in 1994, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
To show how bad I am at this, Survivor Series 1994 was one of the first pay-per-views my parents ever ordered for me, and I probably have watched that like 35 times, and I got it wrong. Oof. Confidently.
Your brain was right. Your mouth said it wrong.
Yeah, I mixed up my Mars.
It was Helen, though, right? It was Helen who did it?
It was Helen Hart, yes.
No!
I think Stu was like, don't do it. He's tough. And then Helen threw it in.
Wait, did I say Martha the first time?
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Who else do we know? Julie Hart, Diana Hart Smith.
Ellie, Georgia.
Wait, Justin, when you said who else do we know, I thought you were about to say to be on the next show you do.
No. This is the nicest time I have with my friends in quarantine.
Oh, God.
Ugh. All right, Matt, you are up.
Am I?
Currently at 14 points. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The gobbledygooker was portrayed by blank.
Hector Guerrero.
Correct. In 1989, Bobby Heenan substituted for blank, who had been fired earlier.
AEW star Tully Blanchard.
Correct. Sid beat Sean in 96 after he gave blank a heart attack.
That would be me and Jose Lothario.
Blank shockingly ended Brock Lesnar's first title reign at Survivor Series 2002.
The Big Show.
Well, you are correct. Blank managed The Undertaker in his debut in 1990.
Brother Love.
Brother Love. Mick Foley beat longtime jobber Blank in the 98 title tournament.
That would be Mr. Pre-Gilbert Dwayne Gill.
Correct. Sergeant Slaughter replaced Blank in 1991, who had been injured by Ric Flair.
Don't remember this at all. He replaced... Was it Tito Santana?
Oh, it was Jim Neidhart. Earthquake replaced Blank in 1989.
Was it the Widowmaker?
Barry Windham is correct. Kurt Angle defeated Blank in his debut in 99.
Dr. Sean Stasiak.
Me is correct. And Blank cut a mid-show promo in 1990, surprisingly his only appearance on the show.
The Macho King, Randy Savage.
Is correct. That gives you 9. You have 23 points. You are currently in the lead. All right, Justin, are you ready?
Yes. How many questions are in this round?
There are 10. You need 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Okay. I feel a malaise coming over my brain, like with the survivors. Go ahead. All right, let's do it.
All right. Blank was the enforcer for the Undertaker Yoko Coffin match at Survivor, or casket match at Survivor Series 94.
Chuck Norris.
Correct. Blank won the Immunity Battle Royal in 2001.
This is a test.
Correct. Mr. Perfect replaced Blank at Survivor Series 92.
I feel like this came up recently. the Ultimate Warrior.
Correct. Blank walked out on his teammates in 2 straight years.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news, Brown.
Bad news is correct. Shawn Michaels replaced Blank in 1993.
Oh, I'm afraid I have some really bad news for Jerry Lawler.
Correct. The first 2 Survivor Series were in the state of Blank.
Is it not Ohio?
It is Ohio, is correct. Kane and Chris Jericho had a match in 2000 because Blank.
Because I made a viral tweet with upwards of 240 likes on freaking election day. Wait, because Chris Jericho inadvertently spilled a styrofoam cup of coffee onto Kane and he didn't like it and he was mad.
Correct. The Ultimate Warrior discussed the combination of Hulkamania, Warrior Wildness, and Blank going into the final match of Survival in 1990.
Arrivederci?
It's correct. Boris Zukov replaced Blank in 1990.
I think this is funny because his team was supposed to be all foreigners and he replaced the African Dream Akeem.
It's correct. And finally, Scott Casey replaced Jim Brunzel in 1988, who had in turn replaced Blank.
Is it? I guess it seems like it's too late for Superstar Graham to be trying to do a wrestle, but or maybe it was his friend. Was it Bill Graham?
It was not. It was the Junkyard Dog. However, you got 9 right. That gives you a total of 28 points. You are the winner of today's 5-star match game.
Thank you.
Second big win in a row. How about that, Justin?
Look, it's not about Matt and Trevor and me. We're all one or two countries. And even though I won, I would like to unite the four of us and get us all on the same page, work together.
Joe, have you ever thought about doing like a Family Feud style episode? You'd have to do a poll of people, though, to get answers.
That seems, yeah. That seems like a lot more than...
Also, I also just want to say a couple things. First off,
I like how you're giving the speech when you get by a wide margin, but please continue.
Yes, okay. First off, two things, everybody. if you want to, well, I just don't know how quickly you're going to go off. So I have to get these two things out. The first thing is, listeners, if you want to go back, there's a point where Matt, when Joe was recapping the score, and Matt and Joe says that Matt has 10 points, and Matt goes 10, and I was drinking some water, and I spit the water all over my laptop. And so if you hear any like panic sounds in the next 30 seconds, that is me desperately trying to dry it off. while still answering questions. And the second thing is, at the start of the show, I was seriously considering I'm going to dedicate my performance to Alex Trebek, and I am really glad I didn't do that. Instead, I'd like to dedicate my performance today to Chuck Woolery.
Didn't you start bleeding last time?
Yes, I scratched a bug bite, and it would not stop bleeding during the second half of the show. So... This show really, it is like Joe cast some kind of curse on me.
God, remember when Superman and Batman and Owen Hart were fighting?
Well, at least Trevor, at least you came up with this great idea for Wrestling Family Feud. Now someone just has to do it.
Yes.
That would rule. What if, guys, could we be a family, or do we have to do it with our actual family members?
Justin, I don't think your dad would be into it.
No, he fell asleep at SummerSlam 95.
My dad hated wrestling, but the one match he loved was Jerry Lawler, Queasy, Sleazy, and Cheesy versus Doink the Clown, Pink, Wink, and Dink.
Pink? I spent an inordinate amount of time making sure I knew all six of those small people's names.
My dad was indifferent to wrestling, but he did accompany me to two ROH shows, and he ran into Kenta in the bathroom once, non-sexually. They just said hi.
Very luck next
Joe,
time,
is this even your show anymore?
I don't know.
A lot wow, of Matt, so it like both of our dads go to sleep.
Took me a second, but...
Oh, my God.
My dad does, too. He just doesn't wake up anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
Ruined it again.
I don't know how to react to that.
I dedicate my win to Trevor's late father.
He's looking up and smiling right now.
pulling up my collar right now. Pulling at it.
Joe, do you have anything you want to plug today?
Well, I do have the tiebreaker question. If you and Matt wish to participate to see the true second place winner.
After disgracing yourself, you can redeem yourself.
This might be a chance here. Okay. So the question for both of you, I'll need a number. How many elimination matches do you think there have been at Survivor Series? Now, we're pulling from all 30-plus years here, so plot twist. So,
do I have to, like, send you a message on Twitter?
Yeah, shoot me a Twitter DM, the number, whoever comes closest.
Does the Elimination Chamber count as an elimination match?
No, it doesn't.
Ooh. Oh. Mm,
that's going to make a serious change in my question, in my answer.
Does the Immunity Battle Royal count as an elimination match?
No, no, it's not a traditional Survivor Series, no.
Oh, I should have sent it to you privately.
Don't look, Trevor.
I said in the group message. Trevor, pick a different number.
Well, I was going to go $1 like Price is Right. So,
Trevor, well, don't look at what I sent to everybody.
Okay, I'm not going to. I'm on Twitter right now.
I trust you to.
Question was, the total number of elimination matches at the 30-plus year history of Survivor Series. Justin, do you have a guess you want to throw out there?
No.
Okay, fair enough. We had Matt with 55, Trevor with 49. The correct answer is 85. So, Matt, you came the closest. You have secured second place.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, yeah. Well, 30 years, that's only about two or three a year.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They have dropped in, it's going to be two this year. I'm sure everyone's so excited. Determine brand supremacy. Anyone have, Justin, would you wish to speak now that you've won?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you for doing the research. Thank you, Joe, for recording. Thank you, Matt, for backup recording. Thank you, Trevor, for dropping off the line in the middle of one of my long, long challenges, throwing off my brain. Thank you, Joe, for editing out all the garbage. Thank you, Joe, for leaving in some of the funny garbage. Fingers crossed. I did a funny show with Joe in April for WrestleMania, and Joe was acting, and it was so funny. It's on PW Torch, the Alan Forel Pro Wrestling Paradise. You'll definitely want a WrestleMania preview show.
Trevor, can I mean, actually, no, Justin, actually, can I borrow your PW Torch password to listen to it?
May I borrow yours?
Joe, can we borrow yours?
I don't have one, sorry.
This Trevor? Is the power. No, I don't have one here. This is the power of Justin, where though I won't say who it is because I don't want to get them embarrassed. But the last time Justin did the show, someone asked me, "Do you have a password for the torch?" So that's Justin's power, hey. Which is everyone wants a password.
Confirm draw. You know what, though? For Wade to charge for that show during a pandemic, I think is so greedy. And as usual, I mean, I didn't do it since the last time, but these enterprising youngsters on the Elite Beat, which you can listen to on Spotify, they're talking about all kinds of American Entertainment Wrestling or whatever the hell the acronym is. And I did the show twice and I tried to be nice, and it's called the Elite Beat. It's on Spotify. They are sister show of Joe Rogan, and you can look up the host on Twitter. His name is Andy Napier. His handle is at NapDaddy33. Nap, like knapsack. No, actually, without the K. Daddy, like long legs, and 33, the number. Yeah, go ahead.
How much DMT do you have to do to be on that show? Is it a requirement?
What the question was?
How much DMT do you have to do? It's a Joe Rogan popular topic.
Yeah. I just pop all the alpha brain that Steve Austin and probably Joe on the next show will be selling to these poor marks.
Only the sweet gig. All right.
And yes, thank you all and God bless.
All right. And man, through the years, a new episode coming soon.
I would like to say so. We don't have a date to record yet, but Trevor, you better be ready soon. That's what I say. I got all the time in the world, so I can do it.
I've watched an hour and 15 minutes of the show.
It's a 5-hour show.
Wow, that's one quarter of the length of your show.
Yeah. So for our plugs, through the years, THROH for through. If you want to listen to a show where Matt is still great and I am maybe slightly less horrible than I am in this context.
If you want to hear more of that self-deprecation, listen to Through the Years.
Joe is a frequent guest, too. In fact, every time we do a Boston episode, so if you like Joe, he's on the show as well. And we've done, I think, 56 episodes so far, and we now have our own podcast feed since I believe last time we did this show.
It's about time.
Yes.
And June 2005, when a young Justin Me came and did it, how far away is that?
I mean, I feel like we could do it pretty soon, but it's up to this other guy over here, this other character who makes uncomfortable jokes.
I'll do a show every goddamn night now.
Okay.
I'll call your bluff.
All right, and I will just wrap this up. Our show's always going an hour with you three. I don't know how.
Thank you, Joe. You're nice.
Yes. I will just say the 5-Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Feel free to make a one-time donation to the show at redcircle.com/5-star-match-game and click the donate button. Follow us on Twitter at 5-Star Match Game with the number 5 or 5starmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and our show may be edited for entertainment purposes. That does it. Enjoy Survivor Series. We'll be back in December, our final show of 2020, focused on Starcade. Until then, thanks for listening. Take care, and we love you, Alex Trebek.